This is episode 16 of the Empowered Equestrian Podcast. I am your host, Lizanne Roy. I am a certified horseback riding instructor, homesteader, and blogger. I am on a mission to educate, inspire, and guide the people around me to finally attain the seemingly unattainable. I started out my career path focused on being a rider, and subsequently teaching horseback riding. But I never saw how the rest of my life affected it, or any other goal in fact. Over the years, I have become much more aware of the intrinsic nature of the human existence, and I have realized that everything I do can strengthen or weaken the other aspects of my life, depending on how I integrate them. This is when I started to become empowered. Empowered in the realization that my whole self goes well beyond what I thought it could, and that I can craft a unique and fulfilling life by finding synergy between all of my passions. I am an equestrian who is empowered by the knowledge and understanding I have accumulated in my life. My core is made stronger by everything that I have added to who I am along the way. I hope to help people on their journey to discover what their core is, and how the other aspects of their lives could help them find their power. I am the Empowered Equestrian. Who are you? Have you ever woken up, looked in the mirror, and thought, damn? The most common answer to this is no. And it will either be coupled with a feeling of shame for lack of self-worth, because you're feeling like you should be feeling this every morning, or shock and defensiveness, because asking if we find ourselves attractive seems to be thought of as narcissistic. I find this really ridiculous. Why would finding ourselves attractive and liking what we see in the mirror make us narcissists? I'm not referring to staring into your own eyes and being obsessed with your own image. That, of course, would be narcissism. No, I'm talking about catching a glance of yourself in the mirror, giving yourself a wink because you know you're hot stuff. If you have ever had a day like that, I am sure most people do at some point in their lives, then I ask you this. What is the one thing that could derail that awesome feeling completely? Make you doubt yourself and bring you into a spiral of shame and body dysmorphia. The comparison syndrome. The comparison syndrome is pretty self-explanatory term, but basically it means when we start comparing ourselves, our lives, our choices, bodies, you name it, to others. When we start thinking that we are no good unless we can be exactly or look identical to her or him. And generally, it is when we start to wrap up our self-worth heavily in our looks. We compare ourselves to relatives, friends, siblings, colleagues, and even celebrities, thinking that only they live their lives the right way, and only they look acceptable. And if we don't fit into those constructs, then we are not worthy of love unless we can mold ourselves and our lives to look identical. This all comes down to instincts. I have talked about this a few times before on the show already. Humans have a very strong drive to fit in our tribe. And we feel real panic most times if we stray outside of the norm that's set by our social groups. Even if deep down we know this is who we are and who we want to be. As with most of our instincts, comparison no longer really helps us. With so many people in the world now, and the fact we have access to everyone's life via social media, comparison now acts as an enormous impediment to our happiness. And we are meant to compare ourselves to small social groups and tribes, in which the majority of the members would be our family anyways. So similarities are bound to happen, naturally. But now we compare ourselves to everyone on the planet. Every race, every gender identification, every sexual orientation, every career, every walk and season of life streams 24/7 into the palms of our hands. We, mostly unknowingly, soak all of this data in, and our brains make us feel like we need to be like that. We need to eat like that, exercise like that, look like them in order to be worthy. But we really need to ask ourselves, worthy of what? Generally, it's acceptance. It comes down to love, being worthy of love, but external love. Although an essential part of life will never be enough if we don't love ourselves. We will always have a hole we're trying to fill. We'll always have this missing piece of ourselves. After learning this, it seems all so crazy that we are in 2019 now, and the concept of self-love is just starting to become somewhat mainstream. And that's only if you're in the right communities. It's really not something you hear come up in just any conversation. We are taught that if we don't feel good about ourselves, which I know now is more a lack of self-love than anything or self-worth, then we need to change something about ourselves. Whether that is how we live our lives or how we look, it's all external. And we are raised to believe that our circumstances create our happiness. And I truly believe that is just as much of a lie and just as much bullshit as the concept that money can buy happiness, which even that most people still believe to be true. We cannot truly love or be loved if we don't first love ourselves. And that sense of self-worth, of thinking we are or are not worthy of love, shifts completely when we learn to love ourselves. When we have compassion for ourselves and truly accept who we are, that is the truest form of love any human can feel. And I believe it really is the last lock and chain around anyone's heart that opens them up to all of the kinds of love to be felt in this world. Everything starts with us. And that is not anywhere near being narcissistic. Self-love is about having compassion, love, and understanding. And if we don't first have those things for ourselves, we cannot help others. And oftentimes, we can become burdens because we drag others down to our level, rather than lifting them up to our level. Now, comparison syndrome has another facet as well, which is what actual narcissism looks like. When someone who we see as having their life together, in quotation marks, which is not a thing, by the way, no one has their life together, tells us about something good they are doing, something they feel proud of, something they are working hard to achieve, or something that makes them feel whole. Revelations that they've had or discoveries that have opened up their world to new understandings. When that is met with resistance and defense, and the person hearing about all of these positive things starts to intrude on the conversation with explanations of why they don't want or need to do those things, that is narcissism. Because they are making it all about them, putting themselves on a higher level because they don't need such things in their life, because they are better than that, or they just don't care about those things. I have been on both ends of this, but when you are on the receiving end of this type of reaction, when you're doing something you think is super cool, And you want to share that with the people around you, it really sucks to have this reaction. It makes you feel small and insignificant and like you just can't connect with those people. It really is a truly horrible feeling. But the really stupid part of all of this is we are not telling people these things because we want to one-up them. We are sharing because it is something dear to our hearts, and we want to share with the people around us. It has nothing to do with them. We are just telling a story because it plays into their insecurities. It makes them feel like an attack on their person. Why on earth would we think that someone else's good thing makes our whole selves, everything we stand for and everything we do in our lives, bad or lesser than? It really makes no sense, does it, when I put it like that? But I think we would be hard-pressed to find someone either who has not been defensive, even if just on the inside, about someone else's good thing, or someone who has not experienced people reacting like that to their good thing. On top of all of this, we don't even need to speak to someone to have this little demon of a feeling creep on inside of us. We could see someone walking down the street who we don't even know and think they are more attractive than us, and we think their lives must be amazing because they are so radiant and they must be so much more happy than us. Then we feel bad about ourselves. And most times, to make ourselves feel better, we come to the conclusion that they are probably a horrible person. So we are still better than them because at least we are nice, even if we're not, quote, as beautiful as them. This, of course, sounds super toxic, doesn't it? But a lot of us get stuck in this cycle and often do it without even thinking. If we actually meet that person, God forbid, and realize they're nice, then we feel even worse about ourselves because they are beautiful and nice, and we consider ourselves only nice. But why the fuck should our beauty be made lesser by that of another's? No one ever put a rose next to a tulip and compared their beauty. Said one smelled better or had more vibrant colors. Some might say that they had a preference for one over the other, but no one would ever doubt the other's beauty. So why do we do this? It makes absolutely no sense. But just knowing the problem is there doesn't fix it. It's hard to fight against those feelings. And I won't pretend at all to have any of this down pat. But I definitely have a better handle on the issue. And knowledge of an issue is always the first step to a solution. I have not rid myself of the comparison syndrome. And I doubt any of us truly can because it is so ingrained in our instincts as humans. But I have so much more love, compassion, and acceptance for myself. And I often do catch myself in the mirror and think, damn. That does not mean I don't have days where I say meh instead. But I have not, in actually well over a year, thought anything truly negative about my appearance or the way I live my life. If you are in the right communities, then you have likely seen a lot of hashtags about body positivity. But if you aim for that goal when you are already in a shame and comparison cycle, you will feel like a failure because you are reaching way too high. Going from body negativity to body positivity is a huge leap. The goal we should all be looking at instead is body neutrality. Meaning on good days, you think you are sexy as shit, and on the bad days, you just think meh. There are no more days when you hate yourself or your body. You don't tug at the rolls on your stomach or hide your so-called double chin in turtlenecks and scarves. And you just like your body for what it is and what it can do, rather than how it fails in comparison to someone else's. So I hope, after listening to this, you'll take away these 3 points from this episode today. If we are seeking love, worth, and acceptance, we need to love ourselves, accept ourselves, and think of ourselves as worthy of everything we desire first. 2, we should not feel defensive when hearing about the great things other people are doing. They are not sharing to make us feel bad, and we are not made lesser because of their achievements or decisions. We should feel empowered seeing other people getting what they want and achieving their dreams, and it should help us believe that we can do it too. 3, we should not compare our beauty to that of others. Remember my flower analogy. We would not compare the beauty of a rose and a tulip, only that some may have a preference for one or the other. And as a bonus, I also hope you'll take away from this episode, we should not let society make us think we must be positive about our bodies all of the time. Aiming to be neutral most of the time will make a huge difference in the way we see ourselves. Having some days that are damn and others that are just meh is fine and actually quite healthy. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast website so you get notified when there are new episodes. Also, it would help me tremendously if you left a review and let me know your thoughts. Questions can be submitted to info@theempoweredequestrian.ca or as comments and direct messages anywhere you find me on social media. Check out the show notes for links to everything I talked about today, as well as all of my resources and links to where you can find me on the interwebs and social media. Always remember, the information on this podcast is intended to provide helpful and informative material and should not be considered a substitute for medical advice or treatment. Bye for now.